The Healy 2 coal-fired power plant is poised to restart. The Golden Valley Electric Association plant has been offline since March when an explosion in its coal pulverization and transport facility damaged equipment. The incident was the latest problem for the long-troubled facility that Golden Valley hopes will provide low-cost energy. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Golden Valley Electric Association President and CEO Corey Borgeson says repair work at the Healy 2 plant has been completed and firing of the boiler is imminent.
It's days, maybe a matter of 2 to 3 weeks.
Borgeson says he recently met with contractors and staff at the plant to get an update on months of work undertaken at Healy 2 since the March explosion at the plant's coal handling facility. The incident was precursored by two similar blasts during plant testing in 1999 when the experimental facility was owned by the state. Borgeson says a forensic analysis by an outside firm of this spring's explosion identified three interacting factors.
Not that concrete or black and white where you say it's operator error, controls, or warning systems. It was kind of a combination of all three.
Borgeson says the findings were addressed with several projects over the last 6 months.
The controls have been changed for the coal handling system. Additional warnings have been put in place. Additional monitoring of CO2 system has been put in place, and additional training for all operators of the plant.
Borgeson totals the cost of repairs at $3.5 million, all but $500,000 of which is covered by insurance. The remainder will be recouped through customer rates. The six-month shutdown included a planned three-month break for installation of new emissions controls the utility agreed to as a permit condition after it purchased the plant from the state in 2013. Borgeson says the system will reduce stack output of nitrous oxide.
It's a fairly complicated system where you take the exhaust that's coming out of the plant and you treat it with a lime and also with urea, and they have catalysts, and so it treats the exhaust, and then it goes back into the exhaust and goes out into the air, having captured a significant amount of the NOx emissions.
NOx emissions are a precursor to health-threatening fine particulate pollution. Borgeson says the emission control system cost $93 million, bringing GVEA's total Healy 2 investment to $175 million. The state and federal government originally spent over $300 million to build the facility. Borgeson notes that the cost of operating the 50-megawatt plant is projected to be among the lowest in the rail belt. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.